King Joram of Israel was wounded at Ramoth-Gilead in a battle against the Syrians. He left his army and returned to Jezreel to recover. His nephew, Ahaziah, the king of Israel, went to visit him there. While the two kings were away, Jehu, one of the commanders of Joram's army, was proclaimed king and anointed in the Israelite camp. God had commissioned him to destroy the house of Ahab. Energetic and thorough in all he did, Jehu left at once to begin the grim task of destroying the house of Ahab. He took his chariot and set out with his troops for Jezreel. When the lookout standing on the tower of Jezreel saw Jehu's troops approaching, he informed the king that a band of men were coming. Joram sent a horseman to meet them to find out who they were. When the man was near enough, he called out, "The king says, 'Do you come in peace?' 'What is peace to you?' Jehu replied. 'Fall in behind me.' The lookout on the tower told the king that the messenger had reached them, but he was not coming back. Joram sent another man with the same message, and Jehu gave the same answer. The lookout said to the king, 'He has reached them, but he isn't coming back either. By the way he's driving, I would say it is Jehu. He drives like a madman.' Because Jehu was one of the army commanders, Joram thought that he must be coming to announce important news about the war. He had his chariot hitched up and rode out to meet him, and Ahaziah accompanied him in his own chariot. As soon as they were near enough, Joram called out, 'Have you come in peace, Jehu?' 'What peace can there be,' Jehu replied, 'as long as your mother Jezebel continues with all her idolatry and witchcraft?' When he heard this, Joram turned his chariot round and fled, shouting, 'Treachery, Ahaziah!' Jehu drew his bow and shot Joram between the shoulders. The arrow pierced his heart, and he slumped down in his chariot. Jehu told one of his officers to throw him into the field that had belonged to Naboth the Jezreelite, according to the word that the Lord had spoken to Ahab through Elijah the prophet. When Ahaziah, king of Judah, saw what had happened, he turned and fled up the road. But Jehu chased him, shouting, 'Kill him too!' Ahaziah was wounded as he drove away, but he escaped to Megiddo and died there. His servants took him to Jerusalem and buried him in the city of David. Then Jehu drove on to Jezreel. When Jezebel heard about it, she painted her eyes, arranged her hair, and looked out of the window. As Jehu drew up in front of the palace, she called out to him, 'Have you come in peace, you murderer of your master?' Jehu looked up at the window and shouted, 'Who is on my side? Who?' Two or three servants came and looked down at him, and Jehu said to them, 'Throw her down.' So they threw her out of the window, and some of her blood spattered the wall and the horses as she was trampled underfoot. Then Jehu went in and ate and drank. A little later he told his men to go and see about Jezebel. 'Bury that cursed woman,' he said, 'for she was a king's daughter.' But when they went to bury her, they found nothing except her skull, her feet, and her hands. Her body had been devoured by dogs, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah the prophet. Now God had pronounced judgment on all the men in Ahab's family. There were 70 princes, sons, grandsons, and descendants of the house of Ahab, living in Samaria. So Jehu wrote letters to the city officials, telling them either to make one of them king and fight for him, or to kill them all. As the leaders of the city were afraid of Jehu, they took the 70 princes and put them all to death. Then Jehu left Jezreel to go to Samaria. On the way, he met a group of 42 young men, relatives of Ahaziah, king of Judah, who were going to greet their cousins of the house of Israel. Jehu had them put to death as well, because they were Ahab's relatives. He spared none of the men of Ahab's family living in the kingdom of Israel. He killed them all, according to the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Next episode, how Jehu destroyed Baal worship in Israel.